أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أما السفينة فكانت لمساكين يعملون في البحر فأردت أن أعيبها وكان وراءهم ملك يأخذ كل سفينة غصبا. وأما الغلام فكان أبواه مؤمنين فخشينا أن يرهقهما طغيانا وكفرا. فأردنا أن يبدلهما ربهما خيرا منه زكاة وأقرب رحما. صدق الله العظيم. These are from Ayah 79 to 81 of Surah Al-Kahf. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam questioned Khidr for the third time, and now it was time to depart. So at the departing moments, he said that this is the departure between you and I, and now I will inform you the interpretations of those matters that you did not have the patience to bear. And obviously it was quite understandable. Musa alayhi salatu wassalam being a Nabi that was given a Shariat by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, will not tolerate whatever had happened and whatever Khidr alayhi salam had done. So now the interpretations begin. Amma safina, with regards to the ferry or the boat. Fakanat li masakin, it belonged to some people who were in need, they were in poverty, they were impoverished. In some narrations it appears there were 10 brothers, 5 of them were crippled, they were unable to earn their own living. The other 5 worked and they supported their 5 brothers. So they were barely, in our terms, making ends meet. But when they saw Khidr alayhi salam together with Musa alayhi salam, in their hearts they realized piety, and they had ferried them free of charge. يَعْمَلُونَ فِي الْبَحَرِ, that they toil in the sea by taking people to and fro, ferrying them from one place to another. فَأَرَدْتُ أَنْ أَعِيبَهَا, so I intended to damage the boat. And the reason being, وَكَانَ وَرَاءَهُمْ مَلِكُ, that ahead of them lied a king, a person who was a zalim, a person who was oppressive. يَأْخُذُ كُلَّ سَفِينَةٍ غَصْبًا, that he will take and seize the ferries and the boats of people by force. In other words, it will be against their will. And the understanding that we get is very clear, that if a boat is damaged, if a ferry is damaged, then he would not take it, he would leave it with the owner. And that is all I needed to do, to damage the boat and save these people from having the boat impounded by a zalim, oppressive ruler. In certain narrations it comes that Khidr, after the incident, when they had passed by that king that was oppressive, he repaired the boat, reinstated it and brought it back to his original condition. So now this is something that when we looked at it from a Shari'i point of view, the Sharia does not allow us to damage anybody's property. That is what Musa alayhi salatu wassalam had the knowledge of. And on the other hand, this was what we call taqweeni. So one is tashri'i, one is the Shari'at of Allah, and one is the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa amma al-ghulam, with regards to the young boy, fakana abawahu mu'minain, his parents were true believers in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But this young boy, in his fitrat, in his nature, he was being rebellious. And growing up, he would have left the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the result of which was that he would have become a trial and test for his parents. They would have given in, and it would have affected their iman and the deen in Allah, and they would have left the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. فَخَشِينَا أَن يُرْهِقَهُمَا طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا, so we feared that he will be overpowered with rebellion and kufr, and he will overpower his parents with rebellion and kufr. So the thing that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had commanded Khadir alayhi salatu wa salam to do was to kill this boy. This was the hukam of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not questioned regarding whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is doing be. And hence, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's command was that this child be killed and he does not become a test for the parents. فَأَرَدْنَا أَيُّبَدِي لَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا خَيْرًا. And our desire, in other words, our dua was that their Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exchanges and changes this child for a child, khayram min, that is better than him, zakatan, insofar as character, personality is concerned, wa aqraba ruhma, and insofar as tenderness, care and kindness for the parent is concerned. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fulfill that. It comes in various narrations that in place of this young boy, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed these parents with a young girl. And from that young girl, not only was she caring, not only did she have iman, but from there, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave her a son, which was also a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In certain narrations, it was the Nabi of Allah ta'ala, Sayyiduna Shamoon alayhi salatu wa salam, and hence they became very, very, the coolness of the eyes of the parents, caring and becoming absolutely affectionate to these parents, and hence the deen was not tested. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.